You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Secret that was revealed by a corona of Shalom, that he informed them that he defeated his enemy with his sword and his bow, Beharvi and Bechashti.
Sorry, who is this?
Yaakov Abin Alav Shalom informed Yosef HaSadiq that he had a special sword and bow. But there's nothing mentioned in the Torah that Yaakov Abin Alav Shalom ever went to the war. So Onlos helps us that Yaakov Abin Alav Shalom meant that he told Yosef that actually through my tefillah, I was able to back you up. For example, when Shimon Levi, they went to Shechem, what age were they?
13.
Yeah, they just put on the tefillin, they had a bar mitzvah, and to do the first mitzvah, after bar mitzvah, you have to wipe up people. So then they went to Shechem, at the age of 13. Yeah, at the age of 13 to Tzaddik, they wiped up Shechem. So now here, Yaakov Abin Alav Shalom is informing Yosef, actually it was my tefillah, the sword and the bow, that they were able to succeed in the war. But here, how many years is after this incident that Shimon Levi went to Shechem? How many years is it? Fifty is good?
50?
Yeah, we take 50. It's good?
Okay.
Or 52, they like 52. Yes? See, there's an interesting point that here, like these two kids, with all respect, like for 50 years they thought they went to Shechem and they wiped up the people. So after 50 years they realized, what a funny thing. Our Abba is sitting home and reading Tehillim. But here they had such a false imagination that, how a warrior they were, how strong they were. And it's not too far from us. Many times we feel, we succeeded, we were very ahead and so on. But you don't realize there was a grandmother, grandfather, Alehim HaShalom, they sat home and they were tehillim for their grandchildren, for their children, and bizchut their tefillah, you have whatever you have.
Yeah.
But here you boost it up.
I did it.
from zero. Yeah, who gave you the zero? That's a different subject. But here, that's what our imagination is. So here, it's a very, very delicate point that Chas v'Shalom, you would not be given of course, you should have a self-esteem and you should feel special and unique. But here, don't forget that bizchut, all the zechut and merit that our grandparents they had, or the Tzaddikim, the Sud Tzaddikim, we are what we are, what we are at. So now here, there's a very interesting discussion that what exactly the similarity of the sword and bow is. How do you compare sword to the and bow to tefillah? That's what exactly Onlos is teaching us.
It's how clean your hand and your mouth is.
Sword?
Yeah, if it's not clean, it's not going to go up like a sword or a bow.
Sword has to be clean?
No, your mouth?
No. We like to figure out what's the comparison between tefillah and sword and a bow.
They're sharp.
They're sharp?
They're sharp and they can cut through like a knife.
The sword has to be sharp. If it's not sharp, then you cannot get rid of the enemy. How do you make it sharp? Oh, you have to sand it, and oh, that takes time. So one of the messages here is that the same way that you have to sharpen your sword, you have to have preparation for your tefillah. Tefillah is not right away. You understand the similarity, the comparison? The same way we have to shine and sharp our weapon, that is a sword. So then, exactly how the tefillah is. You have to prepare yourself, you know. You have to come a little early, not too early, like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, let's see. So now, here, the bow. What's the comparison with the bow and tefillah? How do you use the bow?
Concentration.
Concentration, and what else?
Concentration on your tefillah.
The bow? Yeah. No, the sword also. I mean, you cannot poke a sword to the air. You have to, you know where the enemy is. They have a game or the, what is it, the sport that they, you know, with the sword, right? So now, here the bow also is a very beautiful concept, and that is, the more you pull it, where do you pull it to?
Your heart.
See? The more you pull it toward your heart, it's going to go
further.
So the tefillah is exactly the same way. The more you pull the tefillah toward your heart, that means your heart is here, not at work, or you rush to go out. Nothing like this. No, you have your bow is toward your heart. The tefillah is. What's the practicality of using the sword? And when you use sword, when you use the bow.
Sword is when the enemy is close. Bow is when they're far.
Beautiful, beautiful. So the sword, when is tan batan, is right there, right in front of you. But the bow you use it for farther. But here there is a technicality here. Yaakov says, I use my sword and the bow. He should have said, my bow and the sword. How come he says, my sword and the bow? No?
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah.
Rabbi Nachman is teaching us there's a very, very, very sneaky enemy that you have. And you know what it is? It's inside you. So now you have to use what first?
The sword.
The sword, because it's right here. So then when you scare this enemy and make him run away, you have to watch him with it. With the bow to not come. Back again. You know, I don't know if you ever ran into such a circumstances that it's very raining hard. I don't know if you have seen such a thing. And outside is all muddy, right? All muddy. So now here, the status of keeping up, like the different places, like home. How many times you clean it? No, when it's muddy outside. Not as much. Let's say your office. A little bit more? Bank.
Constantly.
How about gallery?
Even more.
How about Beit HaMikdash?
Wow.
Spotless.
Yes.
Yeah. So according the keeping up with the cleanliness of the place, so that means that place is?
More respectful,
you have more importance to you. Kala Kadosh, that's what exactly the status of your neshama is all about. If the ability, your system doesn't have any framework, so that means you go anywhere, you look anywhere, you turn anywhere. So that means your status of neshama is not It's not high. But if you're careful and you watch where to look, who to speak with, and where to go, so that means? That means your neshama is? Is genuine. So here, Yaakov Avinu is teaching us, yes, you scatter me the sword, but the bow, when you use it, but if the bow is once in a while, so that means your neshama and your status is not as kadosh and tahor should be. That means the more you keep up with yourself, so that means you have a higher level. You understand the concept? Yeah? So that means the bow, if it's always ready to keep him away, so that means you have a much higher kedusha. But if the bow either is not used or once in a while when you want, so that means your status is not as great as it should be. And here, that's what the beautiful message here is. That we have to be very cautious that this enemy, even though that you scare him once in a while with your sword, but you have to have the bow and the arrow there to not come close. You have to be very on watch guard. You know, the Chas v'Shalom will not cause a trap and not put not clean stuff on your neshama. Shenizkeh, Shalosh Baruch Hu, Yizakeh Otanu, to have the bow always ready. Amen. To get him away.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.